Hello.
Hi, Michael.
Yes.
Hi, I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. I'm not selling anything. I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your name was chosen randomly, and your individual answers are confidential. So I know this is still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices?
Probably 100%.
Okay, thank you. Just for statistical purposes, may I have your age?
I'm 68.
Thank you. And just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
I'm a Caucasian.
Thank you. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in next year's presidential elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you're not at all motivated to vote next year, and 10 means you're extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10.
10.
Thank you so much. Regardless how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
A Republican.
Okay. Like strong Republican or not strong Republican?
Strong Republican.
Thank you. And thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Dissatisfied.
Thank you so much. What specifically makes you say that you're dissatisfied? This is an open-ended question, sir.
I just feel like we're overtaxed.
Okay. Okay. Just one moment. Got it. Taxes. Okay. And which of the following issues are most important to you in the next year congressional elections? I have a list right here. You can stop me when you hear the one. We have gun regulation and reform, immigration and border security, improving
yes.
K through that one. Okay. And we can choose a second one. Improving K through 12 public school education, healthcare costs, standing up and fighting against racial discrimination, inflation and the economy, climate change and environmental issues, protecting our democracy and freedoms, lowering taxes and shrinking the size of government, protecting abortion and reproductive rights, crime and violence.
Lowering taxes and reducing the size of government.
Thank you. Do you approve or disapprove the job being done by the United States Supreme Court?
I approve.
Like strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Somewhat approve.
Thank you so much. And in your opinion, are economic conditions in the country getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Seems to be getting worse.
Thank you. And now, thinking about race relations in America today, do you think things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Staying about the same.
Thank you so much. And how often would you say you experience racism or discrimination in your everyday life? Would you say very often, not often, or not at all?
Not often.
Okay, thank you. And how often would you say you experience discrimination based on your sexual identity or preference in your everyday life? Would you say very often, or not at all?
Not at all.
Thank you. Would you say you have more rights, the same rights, or fewer rights than other people in this country?
The same.
The same. Okay. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100. On which
how much? I'm sorry. Go ahead. I was just wondering how far, how much we got to go yet?
We're nearly 50% at this moment from the poll, so we're halfway.
Man.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So let me see. I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, in which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable, 0 that you're calling unfavorable, and 50 that you don't feel anything particularly. So the first one is NAACP.
I'm going to have to pass on the rest. Thank you.
Okay. Colgo. Gracias por llamar a la firma Aguirre, que pueda asistirle. Buenas tardes.